Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Let Me Tell You a Story, the podcast. What if I introduced our show like that every week?
What if you could speak?
What if I could speak? It would be great.
Did you turn the thing off? Because it's going to go ding every time she messages you.
No, but I did kind of like end the combo.
You said stop talking to me.
No. What's up, you guys? It is T-minus one day until 2023. Weird. Super weird, actually. Do you feel ready for a new year, babe?
I don't even know what day it is.
It's Friday.
Yeah. But like, you know, when you get to the holidays and it's just sort of random.
Yeah.
You don't know what day it is.
Yeah, you don't know what time it is.
What date it is.
You don't know what year it is.
Yeah. I'm ready.
I think I'm ready too, actually.
I'm not ready to write it. You know, when you're like sending an invoice or whatever, I'm going to be writing 2022 for like 3 months.
I mean, it takes you like 6 months to get your age right after you turn a new age.
25.
Yeah, totally. All right. So we thought for this episode, we would share some stories from December, share our favorite stories from the year. I have a couple of roundups. I got a lot of good stuff prepared for you, babe. Are you ready?
Yes, but I'm going to move.
You're going to sit on the floor?
I need to look at you.
Oh, okay.
I need to look into your soul.
I respect it.
Okay.
All right, so I thought, like, let's just start with the big stories, right? The big, big, big stories.
Do we have fun stories or are these sad stories?
I mean, a lot of it's fun, but we got to start with a very dark story first. Mm. Only because everyone and their mother is talking about it, and it's a really crazy, wild story, and that is the arrest of the suspect in the Idaho murders.
Yes.
So Brian Koberger, he's a PhD student in criminology and criminal justice, which I feel like just makes the story crazier because he's a PhD student. I guess he got his master's at a different college. He graduated from a master's program, I think, earlier this year. So like he's like a legit criminal justice student on his way to a career in criminal justice.
Was it criminal justice or was it?
Criminology and criminal justice.
Yeah. I didn't read anything about it because I want to wait for the Netflix documentary in like 5 years.
Yeah, seriously. But no, I just think it's crazy. He has his master's. He's currently he's getting his freaking doctorate and he goes and murders 4 people, allegedly. But they were able to identify him through DNA that was left at the scene through genetic genealogy, which is how they caught the Golden State Killer. It's like the biggest thing to ever happen to cold cases because it's led to so many arrests over the past few years. And the fact that they got this guy so soon through genetic genealogy, just by tracing his family, then narrowing it down to a group of family members and finally getting him. But I just am so curious about the motive. It's insane. Like, who is he? How does he even know them? Does he even know them?
For the longest time, they didn't have anybody, right? Like they didn't. They had no real clues as to who it was.
Yeah, and like the parents were getting so upset because they were saying that they have just been told zero information and all this stuff, and the police had taken a lot of flack for that because it just seemed like they were doing zero things. But obviously they were. Obviously they were working really hard. They just couldn't say anything about it.
I said it's gonna be crazy if it turns out he was like doing his thesis on serial killers and he went to interview a bunch of serial killers and then like he became obsessed with it and then became a serial killer just through experiencing the stories of serial killers or whatever.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are thinking that exact same thing because right now it just seems like a very random thing. Maybe he had some kind of connection, but I think on the surface without hearing any sort of anything else, you're immediately like, what's the connection between him being a criminal justice PhD student and the fact that he potentially, allegedly murdered 4 people? And the police are like, we are confident this is our killer.
Well, it's either that, like he became obsessed with it, or he got into criminology, whatever it is called, because he always had those tendencies.
He always had it, right? Yeah. Yeah, wow, that's wild. That's the Netflix show right there.
Should we pitch it? Yeah, this is our pitch. Copyright.
This is our pitch. Copyright. No one steal it. If it comes out, we'll know. A couple more sad things and we'll get to the fun stuff. Okay. Celebrity deaths, starting with the most recent one. I can barely speak because I have this freaking ulcer, canker sore in my mouth. So I'm sorry if I sound like I have a speech impediment. It hurts really bad. Celebrity deaths, Barbara Walters died today.
Yeah.
Vivian Westwood died this week.
Yeah. Yesterday.
Yeah. Pele died this week.
Yesterday.
And then the rest of the year, we had Twitch, Takeoff, Bob Saget, PNB Rock, Anne Hesh, Leslie Jordan, Olivia Newton-John, and Kirstie Alley both died of cancer, Coolio, Aaron Carter, and then, of course, Queen Elizabeth. Like, it was a wild year in terms of losing celebrities. And that's not all of them. That's just some of the more notable deaths.
Barbara Walters and the Queen, you can't say too soon.
No. But it's still like... It's still like a moment in history. Queen Elizabeth's passing was ranked by like every single news source as not only the biggest celebrity death, even though she is like also a monarch. That's not her job, isn't to be a celebrity. Her job is to be the queen. But also just in terms of being a news story, it was huge, you know?
Well, they made a fucking meal out of it, right? It was like a 12 days of death.
It was the first time I've ever told you anything about the royals and you like stopped what you were doing and asked me a follow-up question.
Yeah.
And I was like, the queen died. And you were like, she died? And I remember being like, oh my God, this is a big deal because I've never seen you care about anything royal related.
It's like the same level as if England won the World Cup. It's like that big of a deal nationally for English people. Yeah.
And I know the royals suck and like, there's a lot of shit to say about them, but the queen did some baller shit too throughout her reign.
She was pretty tight.
Yeah. And the last big story of the day, really, is that Nick Cannon welcomed his 12th child.
I don't have words for it.
12. Remember when it was funny when we were like, he's having 10 kids? And then he just like kept doing it.
I mean, they say the fertility rate is dropping, right? So he's like a one-man army to try and repopulate the earth.
I mean, I think it's not even that. I think that he just has his own beliefs and that he truly does believe that it is the will of humanity or human beings to reproduce. Like, that is what is supposed to happen.
He needs two more and then he can deal with two kids a day. Every day of the week. Different kids.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. He needs to dial it in. Have another two. And then...
Listen, my grandpa was one of 26.
It was 12 and 12, wasn't it?
13 and 13. Two wives, one husband. And my dad has 25 aunts and uncles. Oh. Which means he has like 100 cousins. Yeah, I was talking to my dad about this. I go, imagine if out of that 26, only 10 had kids, but each of those 10 had like 3 kids. And he was like, I know. I was like, and that's saying that only 10 of them had kids, but we know for a fact that more had kids. So I'm like, you literally, this is why we will never be able to track down our family. This is why I have 18 pages of cousins in Hawaii. You know what I mean? Like, we're never going to be able to track them all down.
Too many people. Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild. But yeah, I mean, listen, some people just believe that that is just the thing to do. My great-grandpa apparently did as well.
But I get it in like 26. Olden days, because like you got to be like half my kids are going to die just from like consumption.
No, it's true. Okay, well, he's not that old.
And the vapors.
No, but my dad told me that by the time he was like, some of his own aunts and uncles were already dead by the time he was a teenager because that first 13 was born years before the second
13. Weren't some of them prostitutes though as well?
No, that was his, No, not on his dad's side. That was his mom's side.
The mom's side of prostitutes.
It's a beautiful story.
Yeah, a long line of prostitutes.
No. It's just like one. It's just like one of them.
Mm.
Came to South Africa, was a prostitute, fell in love with a Dutchman. It's like you and me.
Yeah.
Minus the whole prostitution thing.
The Dutch love their prostitutes. Look at the red light district.
I'm not a prostitute. Don't put that out there.
I mean.
What? You didn't.
You get expensive gifts.
You didn't pay me for my love. Oh my God, there's so many things you could argue with that. I don't like this conversation. All right, so I came across a story that happened this month before we get into some of the bigger stories of the year, and I know you have stories for us too.
I don't have any big stories.
No, it's fine. This is not a big story. This is not a big story. It's just like stories that I feel like nobody talked about that I wanted to shed some light on.
I just have fun ones.
Okay. Well, one more dog story, okay?
Oh my God.
All right. So this happened this month, beginning of the month. A New York City teen and a Target employee fell down an elevator shaft after getting into a physical altercation. Did you hear about this?
No.
So a Target security guard was attempting to stop a shoplifting teenager when a fight between the two broke out. While they were fighting, they bumped into the elevator doors, which opened, which is that a thing?
That's not a thing.
They bumped into the doors, I guess. They were fighting pretty bad. It said it was a serious physical altercation. I think the teen was trying to flee the store with stolen merchandise. Bumped into the doors opened, they both fell down the shaft, the teenager landed on top of the elevator.
How many floors?
Well, the Target employee fell past the elevator into the pits about 15 feet and was transported to the hospital in critical condition.
15 feet's not that bad.
It's not that bad, but still, it's bad.
It's not like 10 floors.
Yeah, but like, what are you falling onto? Like concrete.
Yeah, they should really put some like mattresses at the bottom.
Yeah, like
of
one of those like
or a net.
Yes, one of those like trampoline things with that they hold when like bears are trying to when they're trying to tranquilize a bear, you know, in a tree.
I'm sorry, what?
You know when they're trying to tranquilize a bear in a tree?
I don't think I've seen a video that.
Oh, I have. They've tried to tranquilize bears in a tree. And the bear is about to fall out of the tree once they tranquilize it. And so then they like run underneath the tree trying to catch the bear.
Oh, it's like in New York in like 1920, they have like a baby thrown out of a burning building's window and they catch it on a big circle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like that.
A big circle trampoline thing. Yeah. Apparently it says here both victims' injuries were reported to be non-life-threatening. Though the employee was in critical condition.
I mean, that sucks.
The only reason I brought this up is because elevator since scary. When do you bump into an elevator? It just changed my whole thinking.
Well, I feel like that's a lawsuit. That's got to be like a Target 100%. Lawsuit.
How do you bump into an elevator and it opens unless they hit the button? But if you hit the button, then the elevator would have come.
No, it shouldn't open unless the elevator car is behind the door.
Behind the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I was their families, especially the Target security guard who fell past the elevator, how does that happen?
Maybe it's two next to each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, but that just changed my whole thinking. I was like, I'm sorry.
Elevators
next
are just...
Next time I go up to an elevator, I'm going to kick it.
Elevators are inherently scary.
And escalators.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, have you ever seen that woman who gets sucked up into the elevator?
It's so stupid. This is so fucking stupid.
It's not. It really happened. I only started laughing. It's not funny. I only started laughing because I knew you were going to be like, this is dumb.
It is.
Anyways, okay, tell me about your stories.
You want me to do all three of mine?
Yeah, let's go through them because I have a couple of 2022 stories as well. I have three too.
Okay. So this story is about a dog. The headline is, dog that went missing in California is found a year later in Kansas. And there's a picture of the dog.
Mm.
Oh, it's a German Shepherd.
Of course.
They don't know how the dog, called Zeppelin.
Zeppelin, nice.
A three-year-old German Shepherd mix, made the 1,600-mile journey, but he is alive and well. So they just found
3 years old?
Yeah.
So he went missing when he was two?
Yeah, and they found him. These people found him, like, in their backyard. And then they took him to the vet and they scanned his microchip and it came up as like, oh, he's registered to this family in California. So they called them.
What?
1,600 miles.
Does the chip like track along the way or no?
No. It's like a RFID thing, right?
Yeah.
So there's no power in it. You just scan it for information.
Somebody should come up with that so you could see the journey.
You can't power it.
Well, if somebody stole him, that would be like good to know.
So they said the family suspected that he had befriended workers on a local construction site and someone had decided to keep him. But I'm like, one, why are you letting your dog roam into a neighboring construction site?
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, what?
Where in California? Because, you know, there's some random rural towns in California.
Sacramento. So, like, everyone knows Sac is, like, a bit fucking rough.
Yeah. No offense, Sacramento.
No, all the offense, Sacramento.
It's like, I always wonder, right, all these cats that we feed every night, the ones that, like, come into our house and eat our food, right? Who's to say that these cats don't belong to other people?
Oh, 100%.
Some of them definitely do.
Here's the kicker, right? So... they drove to Kansas to pick up the dog in a car. They drove him back. When he was gone, he had sex with a lady dog when he was two and had a whole bunch of puppies.
How do they know that?
They have the lady dog. So he's coming home to his children that he's never met. Zeppelin is coming home to all his children.
Oh, so his dog wife was pregnant when he went missing?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know.
So he's getting reunited with his little
Yeah, he's deadbeat dad who got caught on the lamb.
Wait, they have all the puppies? They kept all the puppies?
Yeah. Oh, two of them. Two of them were kept by his family. Oh, okay. And we'll be waiting for their doggy dad's return.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah. What a good story.
You like that one?
Yeah, I like it.
You want me to do another one?
Yes, please. Your pirate sounds, dude.
Wait, do I only have
I think we should leave your pirate sounds in 2022. You know you picked up that habit in 2022.
No.
Yes, you did.
No, I'm saying no, I'm not leaving them in 2022.
The pirate sounds?
Yeah.
Okay.
The other story, so I have two more. This other story we probably talked about was the Beyond Meat chief who bit a guy's nose in a road rage confrontation.
Whatever happened is the aftermath of that. Well, first tell people just in case they haven't heard the story, because I did not put it in the last episode.
So Douglas Ramsey, who is the CEO of Beyond Meat, which is a let's grow fake meat in a lab, or is it like made of mushrooms? Anyway, it's fake meat that's supposed to taste like real meat.
Mm-hmm. They're really popular.
Yeah, so it says a top executive at one of America's biggest makers of alternative meat products has been arrested for biting another man on the nose during a road rage confrontation. Douglas Ramsey, 53, who is chief operating officer of Beyond Meat, allegedly punched a motorist and bit that man on the nose so hard that it tore his flesh, according to a police report.
That is disgusting.
So I think they were at a University of Arkansas football game.
Yes, that's right.
He got mad about something in the parking lot. He punched through the rear window of the guy's truck and then went around the front and bit him on the nose.
It just reminds me of like when kids fight, you know, and they just don't know what to do, so they start like, that's the shit that my sister and I would do.
It's insane. Like, he leant through the window and bit a guy on the nose.
That's what I'm saying. But it's like child's play.
The story is nothing if he wasn't the chief operating officer
of a vegan
like we don't eat meat thing, and you're like, your first resort is to, well, so one, how pissed would you have to be to punch through a window?
Right.
Like, you got to be on like PCP or
something.
You got
to be eating meat to be able to do that.
You got to be on roids.
Honestly.
You got to be roided up.
He's got so much red meat in his system, I'm sure. This
and you just
ridiculous.
Walk around and like bite someone on the nose?
That's disgusting. And it's weird.
No, it's insane.
The only reason I heard about that story was because of all the memes of people making fun of him. Like, honestly.
You should.
Yeah.
The guy's a psycho.
Yeah, psycho.
And then my last story is not really a story, but it's about the words of 2022.
Okay.
So they released the Collins Dictionary, which I think is the English. I don't know. They released the like top words of 2022. The top one, the main one that sums up 2022 is permacrisis. That's a word they added to the dictionary this year.
Oh, I see. What does it mean?
It means a state of permanent crisis, which they're saying is 2022.
Oh, that's hopeful and sweet.
Yeah.
Why? I thought this year was like supposed to be good. Oh, Kelly's here. You open the door. Okay, so you said permacrisis is a state of permanent crisis.
An extended period of instability and security.
That was 2022?
Sure.
Or are these just words that define?
That's words that people started using in like the press and shit.
Okay, well, we shouldn't give like too much credit to this list, though.
They added it to the dictionary. It's
okay,
a real
but
word
in
now.
2021, it was like elevate and.
No, that was before that.
2020.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what I mean. It's just like, right?
Here's some other words.
Okay.
Warm bank.
Warm bank?
Yeah,
Safe
which is.
Farm?
What do you think a warm bank is? You think it's Jake from State Farm?
No, I said Safe Farm. Like from Atlanta.
Yeah, no.
He's like, what are you talking about? And he's like,
guess,
I don't know.
Guess what a warm bank is.
Warm bank?
Warm bank.
Is this something to do with like fertility?
No, but that's where I went to first.
Okay.
No, it's a building such as a library or place of worship that opens its doors during the winter months to provide a welcoming space for people struggling to heat their homes due to spiraling energy costs.
Wow, I love that, but also never heard anybody use that ever.
This is an English newspaper, so it might just be English.
Also, because like maybe we live in a place that's very warm.
Yeah, maybe.
The warm bank is outside.
It's California is
right,
the warm bank.
Right.
The next one is quiet quitting.
Quiet quitting?
Yeah. So like this started happening post-pandemic. So it was actually, I read this a couple of times in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the concept
sounds kind of familiar.
You don't quit your job, but you just go in and you only do the bare minimum, which I think is like a bullshit move for anyone.
Wait,
like,
that's so messed up.
Yeah, why would you even bother going into work if you're like, well, I want to quit, but I'm like not going to quit. I'm just going to do like a really bad job.
I thought you were going to say like you don't formally quit. You just like Irish goodbye.
That would be sick.
You just tell everyone you're going to take your lunch.
No, that would be great. But no,
never come back.
It's like doing basic duties at work, but no more, in rejection of competitive careerism and out of hours emails.
So, oh, okay. So it's just
so you're just like,
really
I'm
going to
do my job only.
Okay, that's awful. I guess maybe it stemmed from the fact that during maybe the pandemic, people were realizing how overworked they were.
Well, I mean, definitely think like work expecting you to answer emails after hours is bullshit, unless you work for yourself, where I'm like, I'm answering emails because it's my business.
I mean, you never stop working, but I also know that you couldn't make that argument because you do work for yourself.
Well, yeah, it's my company, right?
But I understand and totally agree with people who maybe up until the pandemic thought like, this is the norm. You go into work early, you leave late. If you don't get paid overtime, it is what it is. It's the job, whatever. So maybe it was like, there was definitely a lot of talk about work and what work was expecting from people as a result of the pandemic, right? Where people were realizing like, oh my gosh, I get so much better work done at home because I'm not as stressed, or I can set my own hours, or I don't have to be up until this time, or I don't, whatever. And I'm still getting the same amount of work done. But at the same time, quiet quitting is just a really bad, I feel like it sets a bad precedent.
I think it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I get it logically. You're like, this is my job description. I'm only going to do my job description. Mm-hmm. And when I'm not at work, go fuck yourself. I can respect that to a certain degree.
Yeah.
The next one is splooting.
Splooting?
You want to guess what splooting is?
No, but when I was in high school, I mean, I do want to guess.
Splooter.
No, I do want to guess, but I don't know what it is what I meant. When I was in high school, we had something called slooping. And it was the smoking loop. We would ditch class and go smoke. And this one specific loop.
It's not that.
Okay. All right,
what do you think? What do you think it is?
Splooting. So it's like looting, but you're leaving a tip before you're spending and looting at the same time?
No.
Okay, what is it?
It is the act of lying flat on your stomach on a cool surface with legs stretched out as a way of countering unusually high temperatures, as shown in the animal kingdom. So cats do it, dogs do it, cows, polar bears, squirrels, all sploot.
Why was that added to the dictionary?
That's an actual word.
Because humans started doing it? I don't get it.
No. Just like it became popular because of increased temperatures.
I
people
see.
Are like, oh, the squirrel's splooting.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And then the final one is sports washing.
Sports watching?
Mm-hmm. Washing.
Washing.
What do you think sports washing is?
I have no idea.
So sports washing is the idea of like Qatar or Russia with the Olympics using a giant sporting event to give themselves a better image, right? So they build all these stadiums, they do all this stuff, but really they're like a humanitarian nightmare and they're like using slave labor and shit. Yeah, sports washing.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense because of the World Cup. Because like it's like one of those things, like when everyone forgave R. Kelly when he dropped Ignition.
I mean, it's a great song.
Ignition Remix. Right? Like now you can't forgive him. He couldn't drop Ignition Remix and people would forgive him this time. But back then they did. And it's shocking to think about now, knowing everything that has come out. But literally everybody gave him a pass. So it was like a lot of people gave Qatar a pass. And it's funny because I made that connection in my head like during the World Cup because I was like, okay, There are so many people protesting this World Cup. Every day there were people outside that stadium and nobody was reporting on it.
Yeah, well, Fox bought all the broadcast rights in America and they were just like, it's amazing here. Our hotel's fabulous. Oh, like just such a bunch
of... I love Qatar. Right, it's a beautiful country. We've been treated so nicely.
No, seriously, such a bunch of assholes.
I know.
Like did no real journalism.
No, of course. They can't report on things that they can be accused of. Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So that's my three.
Loved it. That was good. That's a good list of the words. That's a good list to have. Yeah. I didn't even know people did that. I didn't even know that
was
a thing.
Happens every year. It's like Pantone do their color of the year. Mm-hmm. The dictionaries do their word of the year.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, well, I have a couple of roundups too at the end. So I have a couple of 2022 stories. One story from England and then two from Florida.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so this is potentially one of my favorite stories of the year. It happened in Manchester, England, when a suspected car thief was finally apprehended by police after evading capture earlier this year. So Joshua Dobson was on the run from May until July after stealing a Mitsubishi, which,
Eclipse?
It was an SUV. Not worth it, bro. Not worth it. First of all, can you even picture a Mitsubishi SUV in your head?
I feel like I rented one from Enterprise by mistake one time.
Yeah, by mistake. Keyword mistake.
I like the Eclipses.
My sister used to drive a Mitsubishi Eclipse.
I know. I donated
it
to that
the
guy.
The electric blue one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That car sucked. It literally...
It looks cool, though.
Okay. There are so many times driving with my sister in that Eclipse where we'd be driving and she'd be like, no, no, no. And it would just stop in the middle of the street. It was a nightmare.
Mitsubishi have a great logo as well.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, he stole a Mitsubishi SUV and then he gassed it up without paying.
Damn, dining and dashing.
Yeah. And then he was on the run for like months. Okay. Anyway, police were able to track down the 18-year-old Joshua to his girlfriend's home in the Rochdale neighborhood. Rochdale.
How do you spell it?
R-O-C-H-D-A-L-E.
R-O-C-H. Rochdale. Yeah.
Rochdale. So when they entered the home, they were super bummed to find no sign of the fugitive thief at first.
Oh, no.
Until they noticed something very, very strange. And honestly, in my opinion, like effing terrifying.
Was it like his shoes under the curtain?
No. A giant 5-foot teddy bear.
Oh, I read this.
In the corner of the room that started breathing. It was breathing.
Yeah.
Turns out that Dobson had cut a hole in the bear's bum, a whole asshole in the bear's bum, and he had completely and totally stuffed himself inside of the teddy bear's ass. The Greater Manchester Police later wrote on Facebook, quote, "Our neighborhood task force and divisional tasking team in Rochdale could barely believe what they stumbled across in search for a wanted man last month."
Fucking police puns.
Dobson is now stuffed behind bars.
Fucking bunch of assholes.
After being sentenced last week for theft of a motor vehicle, driving while disqualified, and making off from a petrol station without payment. Hopefully he has a bearable time inside.
My fucking God.
Also, I love that they say driving while disqualified. It sounds so formal. Like he was driving without a license, I'm assuming, or he's on a suspended license.
Yeah,
he's been disqualified from the streets.
Yeah, he has a disqualified license.
Yeah, I just loved that. I honestly give it to them because what is a police station supposed to do? Wouldn't you want to put that news story out? That is ridiculous.
I feel like you got to let him go if you're going to use all those puns.
Yeah.
Like, that should be the payment.
Anyways, I got to show you the picture because I made sure to
keep it. Did they beat the shit out of it?
What?
Did they beat the shit out of him whilst he was in the bear costume?
That's the hole.
Why'd they take the picture like that?
That's the bear.
If go that down bear, to the fucking sprit, like this is like pornographic.
Show,
this is some furry shit.
They wanted to
Why
show.
Why is his legs up in the air?
Because they had to show the hole in the butt.
Oh my God.
I know.
How
wild,
small
right?
was this guy?
He was tiny. One news article I read, which I was like, this is not from a news source. They called him like a teeny tiny fugitive.
Wait, was he a little person?
I don't think so. But. But
it's just a young Mancunian.
There was one article that really, really made it seem as if he had like,
was it like the sun or something?
A height deficit of some sort. I'm trying to be very politically correct because I don't know if he was a little person.
He had a good plan. He didn't think about breathing or the heat.
No. Yeah, that's probably why he was gave himself away is because it was a good plan, but it probably was hot as hell in
there.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
With and it, he's probably like holding his breath and all of a sudden he was like.
There's a bunch of stuffing still in it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, fuck that.
He fit inside that thing.
This is insane.
They pulled him out.
Okay.
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 All right. In other really weird news, these two stories come out of Florida, like I said. So first up, you got 47-year-old Jason Stoll, who was arrested after ignoring warnings that he was illegally selling street dogs. Hot dogs, not actual
dogs. He didn't have a permit?
Yes. I don't know if other people around the world call them street dogs or if that's just like a California thing or like an LA thing.
Do you need a fucking permit? I feel like in Florida, you don't need a permit for anything.
That's why one time I was on the beach in Santa Monica and this guy came up to me with mango.
In California, you need a permit. I'm saying in Florida, I feel like there shouldn't be any permits.
It's like a nationwide law. You have to have like a
permit. No, that's a state. It's a state.
It is? But I'm sure like every state has that law. You can't just open up shop on the street.
That makes me feel worse about Florida. I feel like Florida is like anything goes. You shouldn't need a permit to do anything.
I think when it's food, probably, yes, because it's a way to regulate it because you have to have a permit because you have to make sure you're not selling like fentanyl laced hot dogs.
It's Florida, dude. That's probably a hot ticket.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. That's the only way for them to regulate is
that's
to have a permit.
That's a hot dog.
It's a hot ticket. Yeah. I don't know if other people around the world call them street dogs or if that's an LA thing.
I mean, I think people can
like
figure
a Dodger
it out.
Dog. Street dogs.
Dodger dogs definitely an LA thing.
Yes, I know, but like Dodger dogs are also called street dogs because you get them on the street after the Dodgers.
It's a hot dog on the street. It's a street dog.
It's a street dog.
Pretty straightforward.
But yeah, I'm talking about actual dogs. Okay.
Food. Wait, he was selling actual
dogs?
No,
I'm talking about actual hot dogs.
You just made it more confusing.
No, I'm talking about food. Okay, but it wasn't just that he ignored the city ordinance that landed him behind the bars of the jail. It was his assault charge. The officer who approached Stoll ordered him to put down the hot dog. That was a quote from the news article. And that upset the dog dealer so much that he threw a whole ass hot dog at the police officer's face and then he got arrested.
That's not assault.
It is.
It shouldn't be.
I know.
That's like pouring a glass of water on someone's head and then getting charged.
Well, remember
for
that
assault?
Story the other day, or not the other day, the other like year when we heard about that guy who like farted and he was charged with assault?
No.
Yeah.
What?
His fart was so rancid that he was charged with assault. Or the woman that pooped in the back of the police office, the police car, and she was charged with assault.
That's fine. That's disgusting. Throwing a hot dog at someone is arresting you, like, get over it, dude.
It's a weapon.
Fuck off.
It is. I knew you were going to say that.
That police officer is a purse.
You can't say that in 2022.
Okay, that police officer is
a baby.
Weak.
Yeah, he's a weak. He's a weak man. All right, next up, 29-year-old Corey Johnson was arrested and charged with grand theft after stealing a truck from Riviera Beach and driving it to the Patrick Space Force Base near the Kennedy Space Center. Okay?
I like it.
But don't worry, because he had a really good reason.
He wanted to go to the moon.
No. Once he got there...
Aliens.
He explained that the president told him it was up to him and him alone to warn the people of a major war brewing between U.S. aliens and Chinese dragons, which, first of all, racist.
Ooh.
He did say, however, that the president had given him this order in his mind.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's not like Joe Biden phoned him up.
I just really like that the article specified or had to specify. They had to specify, you know, like liability. They're like, 29-year-old Corey Johnson explained that the president in his mind had given him an order. Anyways, honestly, I don't know if there's something wrong with this guy. I'm assuming that there is. I hope that there was just drugs. But if not, I hope that he got the help that he desperately needed. But they were like, dude. No. And then they arrested him and charged with the grand theft.
What if he was right?
He wasn't, clearly.
Maybe he's the only sane person and we're all crazy.
It's like the greatest movie with the worst ending ever.
He didn't hurt anyone, though.
No, he didn't hurt anyone. Right. But everyone laughed at him, and that's also sad.
Well, Florida man.
Florida man, dude. That is an actual Florida man story, for sure. It landed on the list of the most Florida stories of the year.
Yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I have some roundups for you as well. Grubhub released their list of the most ordered food items.
Okay.
Any guess on what the number one ordered item, not restaurant, but item?
Fries. Chicken nuggets.
No.
Fries.
No.
Ramen.
No.
Soda. Cigarettes. No. Fentanyl.
No! You got one more guess. Something. Think about something like convenient, easy.
It's food, right?
It's food.
Chinese.
No.
All right. I don't know.
The number one order was burritos.
Oh.
Both regular burritos and burrito bowls still were ordered more than any other food item for the year.
Whatever.
And Grubhub, I love how Grubhub was like, it was all about comfort. Because burritos are wrapped. I was like, oh, piss off. Americans just love Chipotle. Shut up.
What?
Yeah.
Like, oh, like you're eating a swaddled baby?
Yeah,
like,
I actually don't think it was Grubhub that said that. I think it was Food and Wine that said it. They were like, Americans decided in 2022 it was all about comfort, opting for a wrapped burrito. And I was like, no, come on.
I mean, when you eat a whole burrito, you do want to go to sleep. So I kind of get that.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with the burrito being wrapped in a blanket.
It's swaddled like a baby.
As Food and Wine so eloquently put.
No, it's swaddled like a little baby. Yes, eating a baby.
That was the comparison they were making. Yeah. But the reality is...
Americans love to eat babies.
Americans love to eat Chipotle. That is the reality. Also, we love Chipotle,
too. I would fuck with a breakfast burrito for sure right now.
Oh, my God. Breakfast burritos, bomb. Like, bomb.
Yeah.
And also regular burrito bowls from Chipotle. Bomb.
I forgot to tell you, Harrison wants to go to IHOP.
Again? We did that once.
He says he's never been.
We took him. I have the pictures to prove it.
He wants to go on his birthday. On the way to Disneyland.
Okay. I thought we did our parenting duties by taking our child to IHOP once.
I love IHOP.
I had lipstick on the mug, remember?
I do remember that.
That was rancid.
Okay, I want to go though.
Can we go to a better IHOP than the one in...
Yeah, we can go to one in Orange County.
Okay, well, that's probably better than the one in Eagle Rock or wherever the hell that was. Next to the Home Depot.
He wants
in the Home Depot parking lot.
Yeah. I don't think that exists anymore. He wants pancakes.
Of course he does.
He wants you to get a waffle so he can eat your waffle and have his pancakes.
Yeah. That IHOP was disgusting.
Yeah.
It was so gross.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
And their coffee's definitely instant, okay? Just saying.
Whatever. It's diner food.
Whatever, it's gross. We have been to way better diners in our life. Just a couple more items from the list. Cheeseburgers came in at second. Cheese pizza came in at third.
I don't think a delivery burger is good.
I agree. 100% agree.
Or fries.
Fries are definitely not good. Pad Thai came in at fourth. I think Chinese food, Thai food, ramen, those are the things that travel the best because literally it comes out boiling hot. So
well,
then,
and it's also like it's supposed to sit in its own juices.
Right. So then when you get it, it's still hot and it's somehow more delicious.
Yeah. I mean, Panda travels well.
Well, also, whenever we order Panda, it gets here in like 4 minutes.
Yeah, I love it.
It's shocking.
And it costs nothing.
Literally, you're like ordering it every time, no matter how many times we order it. Every single time we go, wow, it'll be here in 8 minutes.
They're not making that shit.
I know, but we are so impressed.
If you order from like Katsuya, whatever that place is called, Kabuki, whatever.
Yeah, Kabuki.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, Tokoro.
Tokoro.
Yeah.
But Kabuki's the one in Japan.
If you order from there, it's in Japan.
No, in Pasadena.
They're cutting the sushi, right? Like someone has to make each piece and then put it in a box and then they gotta wait for you to pick
Panda,
it up.
Panda, they just have a spoon.
Panda, it's a big vat of fucking orange chicken. It's amazing.
Yeah, but you know when you're waiting at Panda and you like are just hoping to God that the person in front of you gets the last little bit and then they put the brand new thing of orange chicken and you just feel like you've hit the jackpot.
Yeah, I don't care that much.
I love Panda Express. I just think it's hilarious that every single time we order it, whenever they deliver it, we're always like, wow, that was so fast, even though we know it's going to be fast.
That's great.
Also, it's literally up the street. We are the laziest human beings that we order delivery. It is so close to us.
We both know that you're not going to go and get
it. That's true. You are so lazy.
I already have to go to the store for wine.
Everything else?
Yeah.
Yep. And number five was chicken quesadillas. Also, I don't think quesadillas travel that well because the cheese like congeals and that's gross.
I would fuck with it. I'm hungry.
Me too. Okay, Google, my last roundup. The top five searches globally.
Okay. Okay, number one is permacrisis.
No. No, it is so much more basic than that. What was
Am
the thing?
Am I pregnant?
What was... No.
Is the queen real?
No, but she is on the list. Yeah. These are very, these are simple. These are the topics that were the most searched or Googled. So it's not like questions.
How to make toast. Oh.
Like topics or items or whatever. Think about the beginning of 2022. What was every person obsessed with?
So
every person.
Long ago.
We did it all as a collective all over the internet. We did it every day. We had a group text every day and we did it with my entire family.
Buying houses?
No.
Just fucking out. I don't know. Wordle.
Yes. That was the number one globally searched thing.
What's the search? Just what Wordle
website? Well, I'm assuming that people were looking up the Wordle results for the day, right? Because you know how you have to like...
Does it tell you?
It does, but every day on Twitter, it was number one trending.
I went right off that shit.
Yeah, remember how some random guy did it for his wife? And then it blew up, and then he sold it to the New York Times.
He's a developer for Google.
Yeah, and then he sold it to the New York Times.
Yeah, I'm back on crosswords.
Are you? I know.
I crush those crosswords. You can't do it anymore. You lost it.
So
your brain is atrophied.
Is so rude.
It's true though.
Rude. Okay. Number two most searched thing: laziness. That's not the thing, but this is laziness at its finest.
The search is laziness.
No. This is laziness at its finest. Election results. The people who just Google election results. What is the fun in that? I love watching election coverage. It's the only time I actually enjoy watching the news. Do you know what I mean? It's fun to watch election coverage.
That's fine. At least people are even Googling
caring.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you have to know who's being elected, right?
I
guess
you
we
should.
Also had smaller elections this year, and that's probably the easiest way to get their news. No one wants to watch midterm.
But like, that's
coverage.
Number two on the
then
list.
You got to watch that lame guy.
That's number two on the list after Wordle. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's true. Who gets super excited? You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, the map guy.
Yeah, and he's like, over here in this county. That guy is, he's underpaid.
The whole thing is too much.
Yeah. Number three, Betty White.
Yeah.
Icon, legend. Mm. Number four, Queen Elizabeth.
She should be number three.
I mean, it's shocking that Betty White. I mean, it's not shocking for us, but I just would think
shocking
globally.
Shocking to me.
Yeah. And number five, Bob Saget.
Oh.
I think that was also a huge thing, mostly because it hit every demographic.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of celebrities hit every single demographic.
He had a lot of crossover appeal.
He had crossover everywhere. Yeah. And not just like demographic and age-wise. I think people who loved him for his comedy and like, how fun he was. Then America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah,
was
but like globally,
like,
more people know the fucking queen, right? Than Bob Saget.
You would think.
Absolutely.
Unless this is just an American.
No, it's
list,
just everyone in. Just everyone in like Africa
it.
Are using like a different search engine, like Bing. They're all on Bing.
Hey.
What?
Don't diss my people. I'm trying to think. I was like, do people use Google? I'm sure they do. Actually, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Anyways, any other final thoughts on 2022? No. It was a weird year. I feel like a lot happened.
It was a long year.
Yeah, it was a long year. But I feel like a lot happened news-wise, for sure.
I feel like a lot happens every year.
Yeah, but a lot more happened this year.
I think the same amount of shit happened.
No, I think more things happened.
No, I think the same amount.
I think more.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, anyways, I'm ready for 2023.
So final thoughts.
Okay. Well, hey, I thought 2022 was a really good year. It was fun. It was weird. And I enjoyed it a lot, actually. I had a good year.
I liked it. World Cup was great.
Yeah.
Great World Cup.
I think that's why you're so tired. It's because you wake up at the ass crack of dawn to watch the World
great
Cup.
Great Formula One. Actually,
great
Formula One season was not great.
Great Formula One regardless, though. It wasn't great for us, but like Formula One always makes me
NFL
happy.
Season, not so good.
No, I don't care about anything NFL, obviously.
And you haven't watched any hockey.
I haven't watched any hockey. When the Blackhawks start being good again, I'll start watching again.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I know. All right, you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. We will be back. ready to go. Brand new stories. All right, you guys, thanks so much. Make sure rate and review the show. Leave a review. It really does help. And we will see you guys in 2023.
Subscribe.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Say bye.
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 Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.